guys, thank you so much for joining today's webinar. I hope you're all safe and well at home. I am Ankita Nagraj. I head the customer success team at SellerApp, and today we'll be discussing everything that you need to know about Amazon sponsored brand video ads. Okay, so it's been about 6 to 8 months since this feature lights, because of which we thought we'll create a video provides first mover advantage. What does this mean? So as I've already mentioned, it is still really underutilized. Not many sellers are aware of it. So whoever gets to use it first, whoever opts for these video ads first, will get first mover advantage. They'll discover how to optimize it, how to get maximum performance out of it. So whoever gets to use it will have a first mover advantage. And also, because not many people are using it, it currently has very low competition across all categories, and therefore low CPC as well. So this is a very good thing. So what I've noticed is that these video ads are typically placed by products that are higher priced, so priced slightly on the higher end. I find this interesting because probably this is a result of misconception of the sellers thinking that these video ads could be expensive, which it's not. So I would highly recommend all sellers to definitely give it a try. Okay, so video ads do stand out compared to all other types of ads and directly link to a product listing page. So this is a huge plus, and I'm sure Amazon is going to work on the placement. It'll bring it up on the page, the top of the page very soon. So this is a huge plus, and this almost always results in higher conversions. In our experience, we've seen video ads convert more than the other types of ads. And also, because it's low CPC, it is definitely like an advantage all around. Okay. Now let's look at the ad placements. It can either be placed in the search results or the product detail page, and it is available for both desktop and mobile devices. But there are certain guidelines, especially since it's new. Amazon wants to be really careful about the kind of videos that are put up on its platform. If you want to increase, so these are musts, right? To improve readability of your videos, you need to have on-screen text that rely on voiceover to communicate the product message. Like I said, there's no audio by default. So you need to make sure that it's all conveyed through on-screen text. And for better readability on smaller screen devices, Amazon recommends using Helvetica or a similar font, such as sans serif, at a minimum size of 80 pixels. Display the text in white on top of a black bounding box set to 80% opacity. And for higher performance, to improve performance of your videos, Amazon, through extensive research, has found out that videos that feature the product prominently within the first second typically perform better than those that don't. So you need to make sure that you will pretty much convey everything that you want to convey within the first 5 seconds. Optimal video length is around 15 to 30 seconds, but then again, you need important within the first 5 seconds. Videos should work without sound. That's a given, that's pretty clear. Ensure that on-screen text can be easily read on mobile device and isn't obstructed by the user interface that is positioned within the video area. And lastly, add an end card to allow for some breathing room between loops. So the video ads go on an infinite loop. So if it's like consistently, like if there's no gap between these loops, it will look very weird. So it is recommended to have an end card to allow some breathing for some breathing room. Okay, there are don'ts as well, and these are really important because sometimes the video ads do get rejected, and these are the top moderation rejection reasons. Don't waste your chance to engage shoppers by using black or empty frames in videos. So black and empty frames are a complete no-no. Abrupt edits can result in an incomplete video and a poorer customer experience because of which it's not tolerated by Amazon at all. Amazon trademarks, products in the videos, or references to Amazon products or services are completely prohibited. And customer reviews, including the reviews that are on Amazon, even if you have stellar review ratings, you can't have them in your videos. And lastly, letterboxing or pillar boxing is not allowed. What this means is video should not have black bars on any side of the video content. Okay, so now that we are aware of all the guidelines, let's look at how to create sponsored brand video ads. You go to Campaign Manager, click on Create Campaigns, and then you'll see these three options. Click on Sponsor Brands and then select Video. You'll be provided, you'll be given two options, Product Collection Video, where choose Video. And this is also in beta. So in case you don't have this option, do reach out to Seller Central Support and they should give you this option. They should make it available to you very soon. And Sponsor Brand Video Ad Creation, you get to select only one product per video, so make sure that you select maybe a bestseller and you create a video which is extremely suitable for this one product. So select that one product and upload that one video for your video ad, and you get to select a bunch of keywords. It is sort of recommended that you have different campaigns for different match types, and you can select individual bids for each of the keywords. So once you input all the keywords, you will see the review preview. So you'll see sponsored brand video either on the left hand side or at the top, with the product showing up either on the right hand side or at the bottom. So this is again a video ad, but it looks like an image because of the screenshot. This is also very well done. The video is also very well produced. Okay, so lastly, once you've set up the campaign, you really need to monitor it regularly and make sure that you are cutting down all the wasted ad spends and you're refining your targeting to increase sales. So the way that you do this is by downloading the advertising reports specific to sponsored brand video ads. So you have four different types of reports: keyword, campaign placement, and search term. Search term being the most popular and most useful as well. So do make sure that you're targeting the right search terms through your keywords, and you can optimize the campaigns until you're happy with the performance. So I hope this gave you all the clarity that you need to set up your sponsored brand video ads today. Go for it, create a video, create an ad, and you'll see for yourself how powerful and how highly converting it is. And before we end this webinar, I'd like to tell you a little bit about SellerApp. We are an all-in-one platform. We provide two different solutions. We have both self-serve platform. If you are a person who would like to do everything by yourself, then you can use our platform. You get all the data that you need to grow your Amazon business, starting from product intelligence, market intelligence. We have an amazing advertising automation and management tool, listing, keywords, so we pretty much have everything that you need. But if you don't have too much time on your hands, you can reach out to us. We provide managed services as well for listing creation and advertising. We have a fantastic team of PPC and listing specialists working 24/7 on our clients' accounts to help them achieve their business goals on time. So we definitely have stellar services. If you want to reach out to us, you can reach out to us at sales@sellerapp.com, or you can reach out to me directly at ankita.nagraj@sellerapp.com. And thank you so much for joining today's webinar again. I hope you'll, if you're already running video ads, I would like to know how it's working out for you. If you haven't already, I would highly recommend you to set it up today and let me know how it goes. If you have any questions, do leave it in the comment section below. Do give us a thumbs up. If you like this video, subscribe to our channel. And I'll see you again very soon with another interesting topic in our next webinar. Thank you so much. Have a good day. Take care of yourself and happy selling.